Welcome back to Yahoo Finance Live. Seattle Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson and entertainer Ciara opened their first brick-and-mortar fashion store this week for the House of LRNC in their home city of Seattle. And joining me now is the CEO and co-founder of that fashion brand, Christine Day. Christine, good to have you on the show. So I've got to ask, at a time when so many brands are shrinking their physical presence and pivoting to online, why is this brand choosing a brick-and-mortar store?
Well, good morning. I personally believe that the physical retail store shopping experience is absolutely critical to the retail experience for the consumer. And I don't think that will ever diminish. I think it's shifting. I think we're going to see smaller store formats and more interactive online to offline technology that supports a total, you know, a seamless customer experience for an omnichannel.
So I know you're no stranger to fashion and retail, having been the former CEO of Lululemon, and you understand that the shopping experience needs to be experiential. So talk to me about how this LRNC show or fashion store is going to produce an experience that will keep people coming back to the physical location.
Alyssa, we're so excited to be leveraging Flowcode, which is like a QR code, but in addition to just taking you to a website or to a food menu, what it does is it takes you to what's called a flow page, which is an internet-like landing page with a series of links. So we can actually create a very interactive and expanded story for the consumer. They can, for instance, shop off the mannequins at the front of the store and buy a whole outfit. So even if the store is closed, they can shop. It takes them to, videos from Ciara and Russell. It takes them to our, either TikTok channels. It takes them to our supply chain stories. You know, one of the very important things about the House of LRNC, which stands for Love, Respect, and Care, is that everything we do is really focused on sustainability. So we can tell our sustainability story. So whether something's made of alpaca wool or responsible wool standard, responsible leatherwork standard. So we can tell the stories behind the product. The consumer can shop. We also can be interactive in terms of telling the consumer what's coming next, what goes with an outfit, because the flow codes are actually in the clothing in addition to being on the storefront. So anytime anybody scans the tag in the clothing, it continues to tell the story of the House of Love, Respect, and Care. The other thing that we're doing, which we feel very excited about, is for the associates in store, which we call stylists, as they drive through the store flow code to our e-commerce site, we actually capture that information. And what we're working on is actually creating an hourly give back or commission program for the store to really, as part of our overall mission of democratizing retail, make sure that our sales associates are compensated for all the work they do to drive the business and have a bigger role, a better compensation program for retail associates. So on many, many levels, this technology is changing retail.
For sure. We see it every day. And Christine, just talk to me a little bit about how very traditional problems can be impacting the business there at LRNC. And by that, I'm talking labor shortages, supply chain issues, rising inflation. How has that impacted the brand?
You know, I think we've been very fortunate. We have a pretty experienced team to, deal with some of these challenges. A lot of our supply chain is built out of the Americas. We're bringing manufacturing back to the U.S. So, for instance, our date collection from the holiday was actually made in Detroit, Michigan. So we have factories in L.A. We utilize Colombia. That said, we still do have some business that's in the Asia Pacific area, and that did affect us. And we got some product tied up in those LA ports, which wasn't any fun. But overall, we were able to keep our goods flowing even at a higher cost. The from a store associate's point of view, I think our new program of compensating, actually recognizing that they have a role of stylist in the way that they interact with guests, allowing them to express their stylist talents on the mannequins. We don't send directives down. They get to merchandise the store, interact with the customers. We put some extra labor in for that. And by keeping the store small and leveraging technology, we can actually pay those associates more and give them an expanded job opportunity. So we haven't had any trouble hiring, which is really great for us. And they're excited about the brands and the overarching sustainability story. So I think anytime that you tie purpose-led companies for work associates, they are excited about what you're doing, and it becomes part of their personal mission and expression for who they are. And I think that's another really, really key part of attracting a good employee base.
Christine, I understand that you sit on the board of Kohl's, and there is some news out about the company that I'm sure you're aware of. They apparently have adopted a poison pill, rejecting a $9 billion takeover bid. We know that there's been this activist investor pushing for Kohl's to sell and to increase the value of the stock. Apparently, the company is saying here that that $9 billion bid undervalues the retailer. Can you tell us more about that collective decision the board has made?
You know, I'm not authorized to speak on behalf of the company. I'd have to point you back to the management team there. But I'm a big believer in Kohl's and support Michelle 100%.
All right, Christine Day, CEO of LR&C, thanks so much for your time today and best of luck with that new store in Seattle. I know you have a couple more coming out in other cities later this year.